They're all over the walls. They're all over the ceiling. They're all over the floor. And you're kind of hovering in this quite oppressive looking space. There's nothing really in the natural world which looks like this. And when you shut the door, all of the sound disappears from the outside world. You become very aware of your own bodily sounds. It's not necessarily immediately clear what these sounds are, and yet they're following us around every day because they're within us, and they're, you know, some of the most intimate sounds that we must experience. They are literally coming from inside of us, and yet they feel quite bizarre and unknown because generally in day-to-day perception, we're not really aware of them. My name's Greg, I'm an audio engineer, and I work in one of the quietest environments in the world. So depending on the size of the anechoic chamber, you might have to walk up a ladder because the floor is raised. You'll open a very big, heavy door, and you can see inside this quite alien space. Floor, ceiling, walls, every inch is covered with these big foam wedges. So it's quite a kind of brutalist, oppressive thing to see. The usable space is not that much bigger than a standard elevator. And as you step in, you realize the floor isn't solid. It's a kind of wire mesh, like a kind of strong trampoline. So it's a little bit bouncy, which again adds to the sense of kind of disorientation. It can kind of make you feel a bit dizzy, a bit anxious. But when you kind of slow down and realize you're okay, you become more aware of things that you don't typically notice. So sounds like maybe your heartbeat. Or even some people can hear the blood rushing through their veins. And I find when I'm standing there that my attention is drawn inward. I become kind of hyper aware of me as a person in a space and how my body is reacting. They're mainly for kind of the development of audio technologies like microphones, speakers, but also for studying psychoacoustics, so how humans respond to sound and how we hear. If I'm in a normal environment, like a room here, you would be hearing the direct sound coming from my mouth, but you'd also be hearing the sound as it reflects around the room or off the ground, and your brain processes the combination of that direct sound and all the reflections, and it kind of understands what your environment is. In an anechoic chamber, you're kind of taking away all of those reflections. So the reason why we have these big wedges is that when I stand in an anechoic chamber and speak, the sound waves propagate from my mouth, and then instead of bouncing back, get caught up in all of these wedges and become absorbed and basically transform into heat. If I'm facing away from my colleague and speak to them,
hello,
often they're like, sorry, what? Because they're not getting the direct sound from my voice and the reflections are so small. In a situation where you'd usually be able to hear somebody quite clearly, suddenly sound isn't behaving as you expected. They're kind of built for two things, right? You need to absorb all of the reflections within the chamber, but you also need to prevent sound from coming in the first place. The idea is to reduce the amount of external sound coming in to below the threshold of human perception. So that means that if that's successful and you walk into an anechoic chamber and you shut the door, it's kind of like sealing a portal, and now you're in this new space where everything is like zoom, like it all just kind of focuses in.
I kind of imagine it as being the closest I'll ever get to experiencing what it's like to be in space. It's the kind of amplification of the internal bodily sounds and the disorientation of not quite understanding where you are. And yeah, I mean, I'm never going to go to space, so this is my next best thing.
One night I woke up at about 4 a.m. Wait, why is it so weird? Oh, it's because I can't hear cars. And it was the one moment that there was no traffic. And so you don't necessarily notice that there's constant sound, which is kind of taking a toll on your brain, like your brain has to process it or filter it out. You don't notice it's there until it's gone. I just wish so many more spaces in the world were acoustically treated, even just a little bit. Whenever I come into my studio here at home, which is not, you know, perfect, it's not sealed, it's not an anechoic chamber, but it is treated, whenever I step into it, shut the door, there is an immediate sense of calm. It feels like a nice, quiet, calm environment. And I just wish that there were more spaces in the world where that was taken into account.